My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented and gold medal caliber host and star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, how are you?
I'm a triple Lutzer, whatever that. No, I don't know what even know what a Lutz is, to tell you the truth. There's a sow cow and a Lutz, and you know they all look like very fast to me, and I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I can't do any of them, so it doesn't really matter.
I think I could do that thing where I slide down the hill on like a luge or a skeleton, though.
Well, we were just watching that the other night, my wife and I. Would you rather do the luge where you're feet first, or would you rather do the skeleton where you're on your stomach face first?
I think that's pretty obvious, and I really don't know why anyone at all does the skeleton. maybe that's what you'll end up as if you do it wrong. I have no idea.
You know, you look at these modern events that they have there. How many of them do you think were just invented on a dare? How about you go ski down that hill and do three or four flips in the air and see if you can land on your skis?
Oh, and lay on top of another person while you're doing it, and the person on the bottom can't see at all. Yeah, you got to think there were some bar bets going on. Yeah, so that we have more snow here than they have there too, from what I understand.
Yeah, apparently it's on pace to be the warmest games ever. They were all concerned about the slushiness on the half pipe. I know you and I are both way up on what's going on with the half pipe, but yeah, here it's been a much colder than usual winter. So I guess we should have exported some of this to help Vladimir out with the Olympics over there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Atlanta could have hosted the Winter Olympics this year.
Oh, man. Can you imagine trying to get around in Atlanta during the Winter Olympics?
Oh, man.
That would be truly frightening.
So now, does this mean Al Gore was totally wrong, or is he right because global warming is causing all these blizzards
or
whatever?
It's almost getting to the point where he can't be wrong if you listen to his rationale, because it's essentially, well, if it's really good or it's really hot, it's global warming. If it's really cold, it's global warming. So if it's anything other than, like, you know, 65 and sunny with a light breeze and low humidity, it's probably global warming, according to that.
Okay.
According
well, we
to that
it might
logic.
Be good to bring him back today and listen to how he exactly explains it all.
All right. Here we go with a Capitol Steps classic.
Hello again. It's me, former Vice President Al Gore. Now, as you may know, I'm a pretty big movie star these days, but I'm here tonight to speak the truth, even if it may be inconvenient. Now, President Bush wouldn't agree with this, but I don't think he's as serious as I am about global warming. Now, I've reviewed the current administration's policy on global warming, and I have to say, it doesn't make much sense. For example, number 6, a NASA mission to turn down the thermostat on the sun. That's just silly. Or number 9, requiring every citizen to chew dentine ice. Come on, you can never get everybody to do that. Or number 13, save many megawatts by making the Texas electric chair solar powered. That's pretty good, but it's not enough. We need to do more. Now, part of the problem is that we're destroying trees at an alarming rate, sometimes frivolously and unnecessarily. So to that effect, I have taken to write a book, 938 pages, maybe the finest trees in the Brazilian rainforest. Now then, it says here, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. Chapter 2. There's an ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's an ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. Chapter the 3rd. There's a sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. Number 4. There's some coastal states that could flood from the sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone.
Everybody. There's a coastal state that can flood from the sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. That was very good. You sound like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Just in time for the final chapter. There's a state named Florida that won't exist if the coastal states flood from the sea that's rising from the ice caps melting from the hurling center of the ozone. There's a guy named Al who would have been president, really wouldn't be so sorry to see Florida go from the ice cap melting from the coastal states flooding from the bottom of the heat on the hot of the heat, baby, all the biscuit in the hole in the center of the ozone. On second thought, who cares if there's a hole? There's a hole. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. Thank you, Dale. Thank you.
Oh, Elena. Never that's get very, tired of that one.
That's very appropriate because I heard it was actually colder in Florida than it was in Sochi. So
that could be. Sochi's been ridiculously warm. I'm surprised they even have any snow left. There was a story this week, Elena. The former Vice President Al Gore was at a speech, and if there's any topic you never want to hear coming out of Al Gore's mouth, he has a new idea. Rather than capping emissions and so forth to combat global warming, just imagine in his voice somebody saying, fertility management.
Fertility management.
Yes, I think he's figuring that in developing countries, if people have fewer kids, there's less consumption, and therefore there's not as big of a problem. But Al Gore talking about that just seems a bit creepy.
Well, yeah, there's certain things you just don't want to hear from Al Gore. I'll agree with that one.
What else you guys got cooked up?
We're working on our new Olympic song this week about the hotels in Sochi.
Oh, poor Bob Costas, huh?
The brown... Oh, we don't have anything about Bob Costas, or the stray dogs, too. That's another one we got to work on. So.
Good luck. I mean, that's
thank you.
That's exciting. So, well, good luck with the show this weekend. I hope the Olympic song comes together well and folks love it. And as always, we appreciate you being with us. Thanks, Elena.
Okay, talk to you next week.
You bet. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Look them up online, capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.